This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zobbers on the board, our engineer and producer. It is 6 past the hour, 1 o'clock. Welcome back into hour number 2 of the big broadcast. Glad to have you along on a Wednesday, November 20th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
Indeed, the camel has made it into November, almost Thanksgiving, and a special bonus edition of Time with Trigvy as he stays into a little bit to the second hour. Appreciate that, Trigvy. Former Republican like myself, a native of River Falls, Wisconsin, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us from our nation's capital. And Trigvy, we got into a great discussion with Tom from LA last hour, and we kind of ran out of time, so I wanted to bring him back to kind of finish this discussion. And we were talking about these ads that were run by MAGA, by Republicans, not just against Vice President Harris, not just against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, but we saw it in hotels we stayed in as we drove across Wisconsin. They were running these transphobic ads with patent false information and lies against people in the state assembly and state senate. And yeah, to your point in the first hour, people like Tammy Baldwin, who came on and said this is a lie and punch back, tend to do better and win. Vice President Harris chose not to do that. I think I would agree there's not just one reason that she lost this campaign, but that was certainly a part of it. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, 100%. It was a central part.
But it was a part of it.
So, Wisconsin. But, and I will say this, I want to give a shout out. Ben Winkler and the guys Winkler. At the state party. I just do that because of Henry.
I know.
Right?
A lot of people say
but
that.
But anyway. So in Wisconsin, quite frankly, Democrats turned people out.
Right.
It was not the foundational issue. Quite frankly, I think it was the lack of response and what that meant, and then younger right. men and some things. But compared to the other states, they really brought it. But here's what I would like to say, I guess.
About the issue and the narrative. Go ahead.
Yeah, about the issue and the narrative, right? Like, they want to say, well, men shouldn't be showering in showers yeah. with women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, whoever, the people right. who are trying to make this a thing. I don't think anybody, it would be a very small number of people who disagree with that, mm-hmm. right? And that's true about men playing women's sports. I don't think, me personally, that men should be playing women's sports. That said, here's what I look at it. So when I was growing up, one of my best friends, Sammy, call him Sammy because it's his nickname and I don't want to use his name. His younger sister, he couldn't make it to a hockey game. And his younger sister, when we were small kids, she'd come out at the rink that was at their house and play with us. And she was mm-hmm. desperately wanting to play, but there wasn't girls hockey. Girls hockey did not exist. He was sick. She put on his gear, went out and played. And she said, I want to play hockey. And quite honestly, when we would play out at her house, she was 3 years younger than us. When we played at their house, we always play the Americans against the Soviets, Miracle on Ice.
Nice.
And whatever team she was on was always the Soviets because mm-hmm. girls played for the Soviets, right? It was the 80s. So fast forward. She gets to high school. She makes the high school team. There is no place for her to play. Mm-hmm. And there were people who were like, oh my God, she'll be in the locker room. She would go and change into her gear in the bathroom, come into the locker room, they go out and play. Fast forward. As I said, we used to play the Miracle on Ice. She was the captain of the women's team that won the gold medal and the first time that women played hockey in the Olympics.
Wow.
She won a silver medal in Salt Lake. Mm. She's in the Hockey Hall of Fame. I'm incredibly proud of her. Mm-hmm. And the people who back then were making a big deal, well, girls, she shouldn't be able to play. She had no other options.
Right.
Right? And so there are solutions to these things if people want to actually have the conversation, and particularly where it's not a thing.
Right.
Honestly, it's people being foolish.
And I think that I want to get to the point you made over the break in terms of this issue of that Tammy Baldwin hit back on, and because, as you said, it's a 85-15 percenter versus the issue of marriage equality in Wisconsin, which is overwhelmingly people support that.
Yes, overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly. And I remember being on a call with some California people. It wasn't California Tom. California Tom and I probably have issues we disagree on, but the reality is there's so much common ground with us and common Tom. With LA Tom.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I was on this call with some people from Mountain California. It was after the Senate race. And they were going on and on about, you know, why Mandela Barnes lost. And it had to do with a narrative about, and some of the things that he had said about defunding the police, but mostly it had to do with the fact he was running around the state with Bernie Sanders. And there were a lot of voters who were like, well, I don't really like Ron Johnson, but Bernie Sanders is, you know,
a bridge too far.
That's not a bridge too far. That was the real reason. Tammy Baldwin came out, and honestly, it's why she and her team, really, since Tommy Thompson was winning like four times in a row, she and her team are that good. They got it and they called it out and they succeeded because of it. They called BS. And that's a sign of a good political team. It's also a sign, if you look at how she responded, I haven't changed.
Right.
That was the key to that ad of what they were running. So-and-so has changed. Right. Like, you got to call it out.
Because you've said it before. She spends time in Wisconsin. She goes to, you know, a pancake breakfast and eats cheese curds and finishes her beer at the bar in northern Wisconsin. You know, I mean, she's a real person. She's an actual Wisconsinite. I want to get quickly to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Ann up in Chippewa Falls being patient. Thanks, Ann, for holding. You've got important information here for us. Go ahead.
Hi. I just can't believe how gullible we have become as a society. Farmers knew that Trump was talking about tariffs. Women knew their rights were going to be taken away, but they still want their rights. So maybe we need to educate these people on transgender people, because women don't have a problem voting for sex offenders, but they have a problem with transgenders. I'm just very lost with all of that.
Well, and is it correct that you're an educator yourself?
I am. And kids don't come into school and they don't leave with, you know, a different body part.
Right.
I just don't understand as a society why we aren't reading more and looking into these information. There's lots of great books on transgender and, you know, what they're going through. And maybe we just need a little bit more compassion.
Right.
Because if your pocketbook is so important, you know, that's sad to me. Really sad day.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate the call, Ann. Thanks for being an educator up there in the Chippewa Falls area. Deep respect for all educators in the area. Trigvi?
Yeah, I agree. That said, I think, you know, as the Bible says, like, you need to walk in another man's shoes, right?
Or a person's shoes.
There are people, you know, the reality is, let's talk about inflation. I'm reading this great book called The Psychology of Money. And a lot of younger voters, people are like, well, why are they so cranked up about inflation? For a lot of people under a certain age, they never had experienced inflation before.
Right.
Okay. Right. Like, we had gone through a period where we didn't have inflation. If you're older like me, you remember in the 70s when, you know, the pack of baseball cards or hockey cards went from a nickel to a quarter and then to 50 cents, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in 2 years. So some of that has to do with the experiences that people are holding. And then some of it has to do with narratives. But again, I think we as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points. You can only get them to find the incongruence between the other pieces of how they see themselves and live their lives and what they're advocating for politically. That is the foundational thing. And you do that through questioning. And I tell you what, Todd, let's do this. Let's dedicate an hour. I'll come on.
Yep.
In fact, whenever you want me to come on next week, I will come on and we will dedicate 1 hour. And I will walk people through training that I've done. And I'll see if I can get somebody else to come on with me about how you have these conversations.
Right,
I have
there.
A great little stupid
done.
Analogy with
as the kids say, bet. Because I think you nailed it right there. And Zomers, I'm telling you right now, we're making a promo out of what he just said.
Yeah, I was writing it down.
Because you nailed it. You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. You're not going to shame people into changing their a point. You're just not. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial. Really quickly, I want a quick 1 minute DC update, but I want to get this in. Steve listening on Hayward, WBZ, what is it? BEZ? Yeah, BEZ, Buzz of the North up in Hayward.
BZH.
Thank you, BZH. Stephen Hayward says, quote, continuing Trigby's point, my son wrestled on some girls on other teams in high school. Never heard a concern then. Nobody said a word. People need to relax, in Roger's words, relax. Steve, yeah, from Hayward.
My quick thoughts on that. The best athletes are genetic outliers, no matter their gender. Mm. Like, if a woman had Michael Phelps' arm span, certainly possible.
Right.
And it's...
Yeah, her name's like, Katie Ledecky.
Exactly.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Good point, Zomers. Quickly, Trevi, give us the 90-second DC update. What should people actually pay attention to? What's noise?
Yeah, so for people on the left, I don't know what's going to happen, but you've got all these nominees, and you've got some people within the sort of MAGA world that are saying, oh, Trump should just adjourn the Congress. You've got people on the... Senators are not going to take that lying down, at least some of them on the Republican side, and Democrats. And, you know, they're institutionalists. Now, it's going to be really interesting to see, do they stand up to him and who? And there are about at least 10 senators, and it differs from nominee to nominee, but there are about 10 of them that, you know, could derail this. Right now, your allies, whether you want to hear it or not, on the right, and we'll see if they follow through or do they cave to Trump. In the past, you know, they have in some cases caved. That doesn't mean they will this time. Mm-hmm. But it's people like Susan Collins, Murkowski, Tom Tillis, Mitch McConnell. Like, there are senators who really love the institution of the Senate, and the institution of the Senate may get tested and its role within the Constitution. We'll see what they do. But for now, all of us as Americans should be hoping that they do their job and stand for the institution.
Trigby Olson, appreciate you so much. Tiffany in River Falls says, loves Trigby's idea of learning how to talk to people. We'll take you up on that, Trigby. Thank you so much.
Tell Tiffany I love River Falls.
She knows. Back after this on the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour. Appreciate you joining us. Appreciate Trigby Olson for sticking around there. Great conversation. Great discussion. And we're going to take him up on that offer. Going to work it out. It'll be one day next week, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Going to devote an hour just to how we have thoughtful discussions with people on the other side of the political spectrum of us. I think it'd be really good, really helpful. So appreciate Trivia. And already lots of response on the text saying this is exactly what people would like to hear. So we will do our best to not do our best. We will bring it to you one day next week and we'll nail that down.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
Me too. Looking forward in nervous anticipation, as they say. All right, time once again for What's Worse. Here we go.
Choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, simply your chance to have your voices heard across statewide radio on the vast Civic Media Radio Network and also on the Civic Media app worldwide. Don't have the app, you say? Well, here's a little early holiday gift. I'll give it to you. You can give it to somebody else. Won't cost a dime. I'm not kidding around. I'm talking like Dana Carvey, like Joe Biden, for no reason.
I'm being serious, folks.
That's right. Not hyperbole. Go to your app store on your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Get it now. You can text in on the Civic Media app, or you can take us wherever you get the Wi-Fi or the internet or your cell service on your phone, on your mobile device, the Civic Media app. All right, here we go. This makes you think. I think. I didn't write this one. Comes from the crew. What's worse, the doctor or the dentist? What's worse, the doctor or the dentist? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, the doctor or the dentist? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Go to any of the first 12 stations, click on that. You'll see the little text icon, click on that, and then you can text away. By the way, get your texting fingers ready. I'm not even sure I'm supposed to say this yet, but I missed the meeting, as I often do. But apparently, we have a brand new text-to-win contest coming down the pike after the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes, we can say there's something coming up. We just can't say the details of it, but we don't know the details of it yet, so
well,
that's okay.
This time, nobody can put anything in front of me, so I can't spill the beans.
Right, you can't say the wrong words.
Right, exactly. But there is a new text win contest coming up after Thanksgiving. Big prizes to be given away. It'll be a good time had by all. So be listening to your Civic Media stations. And then I love this. What's worse, we're not talking about the person. You understand? We're not talking about your doctor or the dentist as a person. A lot of people have anxiety about going to one or the other or both. So we ask you, the listening audience, what's worse? The doctor or the dentist? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And listening up in Chippewa Falls says the dentist. The dentist is worse.
With a little tooth emoji.
Yes, very nice. Sarah, listening over on beautiful WGBW in Green Bay. Also, dentist. I feel like Jeff on Survivor, you know, two votes dentist, no votes doctor.
my vote's doctor.
Really? Your vote's doctor is worse.
Here's the deal. It depends on your personal experience. Like if you have a messed up mouth, then the dentist is going to be worse. If you have a lot of medical conditions like I do, then the doctor is going to be worse.
Well, that could be true.
And so for me, it's like if I go to the doctor, I have to explain all kinds of stuff I've been keeping track of and might have to get medication adjusted. Right. If it's the dentist, I just show up, open my mouth for a while, and it's mildly uncomfortable for that time, but then it's just done.
That's a good perspective. What's worse, the doctor or the dentist? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dave, listening in New Berlin, says 6 of 1, half dozen of the other. Doesn't care for either one, going to a doctor visit or a dentist visit. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ron, listening in Milwaukee on WAUK. Ron, what's worse, the doctor or the dentist?
This one's easy, and you have to just use pure logic.
All right.
If I go to the dentist and he cleans my teeth, there's no problem at all. If he finds a cavity, there might be some mild discomfort. Hmm. If I need root canal, there's more discomfort. But if he finds something that might threaten my life, he's going to send me to the doctor.
Right?
He's not going to kill me. The doctor is going to have to, or a doctor, is going to have to deal with this. I discovered something in there that looks suspicious, like it might be a tumor. I mean, the dentist is not dealing with stuff that's going to kill you, unless your teeth are like Gabby Hayes or something.
I think this is a great perspective. Because what you're, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Ron, but agree or disagree. What you're saying is it's life and death with a doctor, not rarely ever life or death with a dentist.
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, you could lose all your teeth and you know, it would hurt like that, but you'd be alive.
But you'd be alive. I think this is a great perspective. Yeah, I think you nailed this. Very, very, something I had not thought of before, Ron. Well done. What's worse, the doctor or the dentist? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's see here.
Megan in the office.
Yes.
Says, considering the last time I saw the doctor was to get stitches in my finger,
ooh,
I think I prefer the dentist. Although, okay. yeah, they charged way too much for the three little stitches. Lesson learned, don't cut your finger.
Was that a work incident, Megan? Was that workers' comp? I don't know. If you collect, as my grandpa used to say, go ahead and collect. Jude, listening in East Troy, says the dentist with a full thing of teeth. Saying the dentist is worse. I think, anybody else we missed there on the text line? Michaela in West Bend says the doctor is definitely worse. The dentist doesn't weigh me. Now, that's an interesting perspective. Although he did pull all of my wisdom teeth out while I was awake when I was only prepared for a consult. Wow. Again, collect there, get an attorney. One call does it all. A doctor is still worse, she says.
And Megan confirmed it was at home. This was not a work incident.
Very good. I agree with Ron. After I heard it, I think his argument is good. I think a doctor... It could be life or death. The dentist isn't going to kill you. All right, come on back. More on the other side. It's the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Amen. I'm going to go out. I'm going to let myself get absolutely soaking wet. It's raining men.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. If only. No, it's going to be snowing tomorrow, as it turns out. It's snowing. Not snowing men, either. It's going to be rainy and wet and sleety, particularly for those listeners on WAUK in southeast Wisconsin and up to the Fox Valley, WISS, Oshkosh, up in that area. Maybe a couple of inches of snow up in that area.
Glad I'm not going home to Manitowoc this weekend, so I don't have to drive through there.
Right. A scattering of snow, maybe enough to track a cat, as they say,
we'll see.
Parts of Wisconsin. But now be aware... This is your update from Uncle Todd. Remember, we all forget how to drive on snow. And then the first snow comes, it's like, oh, geez, I got to slow down here. I got to leave extra room for braking.
Yeah, really. Just you think ahead of time.
Right.
Drive slow. You'll get there. It's better to get there a little late than to not get there at all.
Right. Exactly. Just chill out. Great song. Do you remember who wrote that song, Zalmers? Can you tell me the writer of that great song?
It's performed by the Weather Girls.
Without looking. The one, the only, the great Paul Schaefer wrote It's Raining Men.
I see that now.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And nobody performed it better than him with the world's most dangerous band on David Letterman for years and years. It was International Men's Day yesterday. I'm assuming that's why you played the song.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure what that means, but...
I don't either.
It seems like maybe that's not... We don't need that holiday, but maybe we do. I don't know. Anyway, it was International Men's Day yesterday. 36 now past the hour of 1 o'clock.
Although, we did talk about the manosphere yesterday.
We did. We did, absolutely. I want to get to a story from Grow Magazine. It's a publication of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And... I want to bring a little good news, particularly for people that might be looking for a higher education in rural Wisconsin. Little story here starts out. Undergraduate Brooke Stibbe and alum Tom Schmidick, bachelor's degree in 1971, came to the College of Letters and Sciences with similar backgrounds. Both grew up in rural Wisconsin towns, so both encountered a wave of culture shock when they arrived at University of Wisconsin-Madison. Stibbe says, quote, "It was just so loud," and remembers her early days on campus. "I wasn't used to the traffic. I tried riding my bike, and it was the scariest thing I'd ever done in my life. Believe me, that has not changed." Schmidtick's experience was also overwhelming. Quote, "I remember my mom and dad dropping me off, and I had never been in a building taller than three stories," he says. "They put me on the 10th floor of Celery Hall. That first year was rough," unquote. Many rural students encounter similar challenges during the transition to big campus life. The Wisconsin Rural Youth Scholarship Program is designed to ease some of that burden, at least financially. Launched in 2008, the program awards an average of five $2,000 scholarships each year to support College of Letters and Sciences undergraduate students from rural Wisconsin who meet certain merit and financial need requirements. Schmidtick has been a consistent donor to the scholarship fund, and Stibbe received the scholarship in the 23-24 academic year. Stibbe grew up in Montello, a community of about 1,500 people in Marquette County. Her involvement in 4-H programs spurred her interest in becoming a veterinarian, which led to a major in animal and veterinary biosciences. She hopes to become a mobile large animal veterinarian. In pursuit of this goal, Stibbe worked part-time in a small animal clinic in Oxford and at the UW Dairy Cattle Center. She enrolled at UW in 2022 after a year in the U.S. Army, and she's using her scholarship to supplement the military aid she receives as an active member of the U.S. Army Reserves. Quote, "I didn't receive a lot of scholarship money from my local community when graduating high school. I saved everything I could, worked hard, and thankfully got into UW-Madison. But affording it can be a hurdle. I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity this scholarship has provided me and thank the people who founded it." Schmidtick, who grew up in Alma in western Wisconsin, earned a genetics degree at UW before receiving his medical degree from St. Louis University and pursuing a 33-year career as a surgical pathologist. He is now retired and lives in California. Schmidtick says he supports the Rural Youth Scholarship Program because he lived the experience of the students it helps. Quote, "I was them," he said. "When I look back, people urged me to go to Madison when I really could not afford it. But the community kicked in. I got smaller scholarships from places like the American Legion and Knights of Columbus. I want more kids from rural communities to have that opportunity. In the end, it gave me what I now have. My college experience at the beginning was rough, but at the end, it was magical. It just opened up a whole world for me." You can donate to the Wisconsin Rural Youth Scholarship Program by contacting them online through the university. You could also reach out to Grow Magazine. It's a great opportunity to actually get involved and make a real difference in students' lives. And so often, and I'm guilty of this on this program, telling you about what's not working and giving you the information that, you know, things are bad or reporting that. And I still think it's important to report things when they're not going well to kind of shed light onto it. But that's one of my goals post-election for this show, is to bring you little vignettes like this, little stories about things in Wisconsin that are working and how you can get involved. And as a kid who grew up in rural Wisconsin myself, for various reasons, just didn't have the academic wherewithal, grade point at the time, to go to UW-Madison. But fast forward a generation, and both my godsons did. And they grew up in, you know, a rural community in Greene County, in Monroe. And as I've talked about this show so many times, my oldest one, you know, a graduate, now working in the pharmaceutical industry as a scientist. And my youngest, a graduate engineer, in working for the military out in Seattle area as an engineer. So a scientist and an engineer, not bad. As kids who really worked their tails off to earn that opportunity, parents were very supportive, obviously. But there are kids that need additional help all over rural Wisconsin. And again, as I said, I don't believe that every kid should or needs to go to a university and be successful. There's tech colleges out there. There's the military, as the one person in this story was here. There are apprentice programs to go into the trades. But for kids that want to pursue a higher education, particularly from rural Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Rural Youth Scholarship Program is certainly one that has a record of results. And you can contact Jody Wickham, W-I-C-K-H-A-M, Jody Wickham, at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. If you want to donate, get involved, or learn how you or your child can apply to the Wisconsin Rural Youth Scholarship Program. There you go. Some good news, Mr. Sommers, along the way here on a Wednesday. How about that?
Very good news, especially with how disheartening the UW system, or sorry, the universities of Wisconsin, now, yeah. Whatever the hell it is. how disheartening those closures are and how many people have lost jobs. It's good to see that there are still people who believe in the Wisconsin idea,
yeah,
and are working to give people opportunities that they want to pursue.
Right. 100% agree. All right, little news you can use now. Zomers, are you traveling for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday?
I will be traveling, yes.
Really? Where to?
Well, to Manitowoc, not super far.
Well, still, you're going to be on the road. I'm just staying in the RC this holiday season. Not really traveling. I'll be on the road, but yes, indeed. But now here, the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, anticipating that it will screen 18.3 million people from Tuesday, November 26th to Monday, December 2nd. It's a lot of people. Next week, if you haven't heard, Thanksgiving, of course. And the TSA predicting a record-breaking amount of travelers flying to their Turkey Day celebrations. 18.5 million people. It'll be the highest travel volume increase from this time last year. If you plan to take to the skies for your Thanksgiving trip next week, certain days will likely be busier than others. The TSA believes the three busiest days will be Tuesday and Wednesday next week before Thanksgiving, and then Sunday after the holiday. Agency expects to screen more than 2.8 million people on Tuesday, 2.9 on Wednesday, and 3 million people on Sunday. At Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee, a lot of people from southeast Wisconsin, even some from central Wisconsin, if you get a better ticket, get a drive to Milwaukee. At Mitchell Field in Milwaukee, officials expect to encounter 200,000 travelers between November 22nd and December 3rd in Milwaukee. The busiest days to travel, again, will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and the Sunday and Monday after the holiday. TSA says, quote, this holiday season is expected to be one of the busiest travel periods on record, and the vigilant people at TSA stand ready to ensure the security and ease of travel, according to Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. Of course, do you fly that much, Summers?
No, I've only flown like 3 times.
All right. Well, I've flown quite a bit. I've never done the TSA pre-check, though. Might be too late for people traveling next week to do that, because they have to go in person. But that's something to check on to kind of speed things up. If you go to TSA pre-check, you kind of breeze through the line. My older godson, Alex, brags about he's a TSA pre-checked. And he likes to rub it into everybody else. Oh, I just flew through. I don't know what took you guys so long. As a reminder, if you're flying next week, all liquids, gels, and aerosols must be 3.4 ounces or less when packed in a carry-on bag. 3.4 ounces or less if you're going to have it on the carry-on bag. Here's something you can really use. Here's practical advice. As George Carlin once said, I always like to give people practical advice. Certain foods such as gravy, cranberry sauce, wine, jam, and preserves, which are considered liquids or gels, must be packed in a checked bag if they exceed 3.4 ounces. Passengers may bring solid food, such as cakes or other baked goods, through the checkpoint. And here for us in Wisconsin, again, practical advice, I've tested this out. If you're going to take cheese to your loved ones abroad or any other place, if you have like the port wine cheese spread or the owl's nest garlic cheese spread.
Oh, you probably got to check that.
Got to check that because it's considered a liquid or a gel because it's a spread. If it is a piece of block cheese, like anything other than a spread, including a bag of cheese curds, that goes through.
Or you could bring a Kringle, maybe?
You could bring a Kringle, sure. But I think cheese is more confusing because it's like, well, the cheese spread is just cheese. And then you get up there and you got to throw it out. And who in the world would want to throw out cheese spread?
Nobody who bought cheese spread.
Nobody. Yes, absolutely. So there's a piece of practical advice if you're traveling anywhere, anytime really, but particularly for Thanksgiving. Cheese spread, you got to check it. Block cheese, brick cheese, cheese curds, you can take that on your carry-on if you so choose. But just be advised of that. And I guess, I don't know. Is anybody really bringing cranberry sauce and gravy on a plane?
If so, I question your logic, but...
I was really like, I only lived in Florida for like 8 months. And I guess Easter was the only holiday and I flew back for that. So I've spent Christmas abroad in Central America, but I wasn't packaging up stuff and bringing it back really. But I don't know. I guess if I was going to bring cranberry sauce or gravy back, I would freeze it and then put it like in a Ziploc bag and then put it on my check bag.
That seems like a good idea.
I'm not trying to smuggle 3 ounces of gravy on the plane.
Yeah, that just seems like a recipe for disaster.
Not smuggle, but come on, right?
Or bottle up your gravy in all those little like shampoo bottles that are right. Airport sized.
Yeah, exactly.
I have like 6 of them.
Dave in New Berlin says he's flying to Tampa and connecting at Reagan International in D.C. Flown into, out of, through both of those airports. Not in a while, though. Reagan, though, is a pretty nice airport. They upgraded that.
I've never been.
It's great when you're flying into Reagan because it looks like you're going to land right beside the monuments if you fly in and have the right angle. It's a beautiful fly-in at Reagan International. Tampa, been several years since I flew into there or out of there. But yeah, just pack your patience, folks. It's going to be a lot of people there. So pack your patience, put on some good music, look out the window. It might be snowing or it might be raining men. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, CBS or ABC News, whichever. Your station, or rather, I should say, it depends on the station that you listen to across the great Civic Media Radio Network. A little weather and sports update for you. Again, winter advisory watches out for later today through noon tomorrow for listeners in southeast Wisconsin, Racine, Kenosha, also Milwaukee, Waukesha, up to Zomer's hometown of Manitowoc, parts of the Fox Valley. Might be a couple of inches of snow up there before all is said and done on Thursday morning. Other places in Wisconsin, particularly southern Wisconsin, central Wisconsin, might see a skiff of snow here and there, to track a cat, if you will. So just, bear down, as they say down in Chicago, bear down and take your time. Pack your patience. There you go. A little roundabout around the state of Wisconsin, some headlines, some news you could use. Now, this is one for Zomers. I have never bear hunted before. Zomers has. Wisconsin bear hunt takes 47% more animals than last year. Did you know this?
I did not.
I deer hunted for a long time, but never got into bear hunting. Did you? And you went this year.
I did, which is the first time I've gone. Was it this year? Mm-hmm. I guess so. Yeah, it was in the spring, I think.
How many? This I did not. I'm just not a bear hunter. I don't know why. I didn't have a problem harvesting a deer because I could say, it's controlling the population and so on and so forth. And I like venison. I'm a little more sketchy of it now with the CWD because I don't need any more mad cow.
Right. Meat is really good though.
It is. Absolutely. How many bears do you think are generally harvested in Wisconsin during a bear season?
50.
That's what I would think it would be like that too. Maybe a couple of hundred. Wisconsin hunters killed 4,385 bears this fall.
Whoa, that is a lot more than I thought.
Up from 2,922 during the 2023 bear hunting season, according to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
They might have to reduce the amount of tags.
No idea that there were that many bears in the state of Wisconsin.
Me either, especially because when you hear about people bear hunting, it's always they go out a million times and don't see anything.
Right. There may be more actual bears in Wisconsin than Chicago Bear fans.
In Wisconsin, at least.
Right? That's a big number. As Johnny Carson once said, I did not know that. More news from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. They are seeking public input on the draft statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. That's a mouthful. The acronym is SCORP. Statewide Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan, better known as SCORP. It describes the supply and demand for outdoor recreation in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin SCORP draft includes an analysis of the motivations for recreating and the barriers Wisconsin residents may experience preventing them from participating in outdoor recreation.
Oh, yeah. If you want to take a look at going up north there and going fishing, you got to look at the SCORP. You got to check the SCORP out, you know.
That's a pretty good impression. States are required to complete SCORPs every 5 years to be eligible to participate in the Land and Water Conservation Fund State Assistance Program. The Land and Water Conservation Fund was enacted by Congress in 1965, quote, to strengthen the health and vitality of the United States, unquote, through the acquisition and development of outdoor recreation resources and facilities. States are allocated funds matching up to 50% grants for the acquisition and development of public outdoor recreation sites and facilities. The public is encouraged to submit comment using the online public input form on the DNR's Wisconsin Statewide Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan website. Comments may also be sent via U.S. mail, phone, or email. Submit comments by December 15th. And then it gives the website whatnot. There's an address there. Maybe we can link that, Zomers, to our WISP Politics. It's on the WISP Politics page there. And it just the headline is Department of Natural Resources seeking public comment on the draft of statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. I think it's important because it's getting to be more so all across Wisconsin, but recreation up north in particular. North of Highway 29, many of these communities, Eagle River, Rhinelander area, even Hayward, a lot of these places live or die, businesses do, based on tourism and recreation. And with climate change and less snow, and we saw this up at Hayward last year at the Birkenbeiner, it can really stifle who comes into there and have devastating economic consequences. So as a result, I think one of our callers last week talked about this, the Birkenbeiner is adjusting. They're still going to have or plan to have the traditional cross-country Birkenbeiner ski race, but they're also going to this fat tire bike race, which is, they literally have big, thick, fat tires. They're kind of a monster mountain bike, my words. And they're adapting these cross-country trails to be bike trails as well, so they can still have activities out there. So for a lot of these communities, having recreational UTV trails, this type of thing, access for disabled hunters, access for disabled folks that might need like special docks for kayaking or for water activities. The DNR helps out in certain places for that as well. So if you'd like to comment on any of that, reach out to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and tell them what you would like to see in the state of Wisconsin. They actually do listen.
They do. Back on the topic of bear hunting, yeah. Andrew in Maine texted in, I didn't think hunting bear was suggested. I've always heard hunters should be dressed in orange or pink.
Nicely done, Andrew in Maine. Spelling bear, B-A-R-E. Fantastic way to end the show. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio, Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project, Zomers on the board, all of you for listening and playing along. We appreciate y'all so much. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. I believe, who's guest hosting today?
Dan Schaefer.
Our very own political editor, Dan Schaefer, in the guest host chair. Don't miss that. And we'll see you tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.